Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The University of California, Los Angeles has canceled all classes today after violence erupted overnight at a tent encampment erected by pro-Palestinian demonstrators. Counter-protesters had shown up at the site and attempted to tear it down. Steve Futterman reports that's when the police were called.
They've had what you would call like private security people who are not law enforcement people trying to separate anyone who might come up to the encampment. And last night, when this got a bit testy, more than testy, it became violent, the security people more or less pulled out.
In New Orleans, police cleared an encampment at Tulane University early this morning. Last night, New York City police retook a building that pro-Palestinian demonstrators had taken over at Columbia University. Mayor Eric Adams says about 300 people were arrested there and at City College. Nationwide, more than 1,000 protesters have been arrested. Brown University took a different approach. It negotiated. Students agreed to end the pro-Palestinian encampment they started last week. Olivia Eberts from member station The Public Radio in Rhode Island has details.
Low-key, I think I'm going to start putting sleeping pads over here.
That's the sound of students packing up their camping equipment at Brown University's main green. The students agreed to take down their tents and leave the encampment. And in exchange, their school's governing body has agreed to vote on a divestment proposal. Israeli-American senior Rita Fetter calls this vote a huge win.
This is a historic move to change the American narrative around what is appropriate regarding Israel-Palestine.
The students have been asking their university to divest from companies they say profit from human rights abuses in the Palestinian territories. The Brown Corporation board is set to vote on the measure in the fall. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Eberts in Providence.
The hush money trial of former President Donald Trump skips Wednesdays, and the former president is spending today campaigning in crucial swing states. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports from one of them.
Trump is holding an afternoon rally in Waukesha, Wisconsin, just west of Milwaukee. In the evening, he will rally supporters in the town of Freeland in central Michigan. Trump narrowly won both states in his 2016 defeat of Hillary Clinton, but then President Joe Biden won both in his 2020 victory. Encountering Trump, Democrats are continuing to emphasize abortion. The Democratic National Committee has announced billboards near both rally sites. In both places, the billboards quote Trump saying, "I was able to kill Roe v. Wade." Meanwhile, Republican Party messaging ahead of the rallies emphasizes the economy and immigration, two of Trump's main stump speech topics. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News, Saginaw, Michigan.
This is NPR News in Washington.
On this week's Wild Card, we talk with Issa Rae about those moments where our lives could have gone another direction.
Definitely wasn't supposed to be with that guy at all. At all. But I still think about it.
I'm Rachel Martin. Issa Rae tells us how to make peace with the path not taken. That's on the Wild Card podcast from NPR, the game where cards control the conversation.